Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, Islamic State says airstrike kills U.S. hostage. U.S. officials said Friday they cannot confirm that the Islamic State's claim that a Jordanian airstrike killed a female American aid worker held by that group. The aid worker's family identified her as Kayla Mueller. The Islamic State said she was killed when a Jordanian airstrike hit the building where she was being held in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Jordanian officials call the Islamic State's claim criminal propaganda. Mueller was taken by the Islamic State when she was leaving a hospital in the Syrian city of Aleppo in 2013. Here in Washington, President Obama has released his national security strategy, saying the U.S. should not overreach or rely solely on military power to confront global challenges. We get more now from White House correspondent Aru Pandey.
In his latest national security strategy, Mr. Obama makes clear that while the United States leads from a position of strength, quote, we are stronger when we mobilize collective action. This collective action, White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice said Friday, is seen in the fight to degrade and destroy the Islamic State militant group in Iraq and Syria.
Together, we've taken out thousands of ISIL's fighters. Just last week, ISIL conceded defeat in the months-long siege of Kobani.
Aru Pandey, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. intelligence officials said Friday they believe the Nigerian Islamic group Boko Haram consists of between 4 and 6,000 hardcore fighters. This came as Boko Haram attacked two towns in neighboring Niger, but were driven back by forces from Niger and Chad. This is VOA News. The annual security conference in Munich, one of the world's largest gatherings of political leaders focusing on security issues, opened Friday with stark warnings over the current climate of trade. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg pointed to extremists outside of Europe as instigator of crises in the European part of NATO.
North Africa and the Middle East are also in turmoil. States are breaking up, and conflict is at our borders. Extremism is fueling barbaric violence across the region and inspiring terrorism on our own streets.
The Munich Security Conference runs through Sunday. Talks in Moscow between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the leaders of France and Germany on a peaceful proposal for Ukraine have ended without an immediate deal to end the 10-month pro-Russia rebellion in the country's east. In Brussels Friday, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden accused Russia of continuing to escalate the conflict in Ukraine. He said Russia cannot be allowed to redraw the map of Europe. Moscow maintains it is not supporting separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif to meet a March deadline for a framework deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program. Iran and a group that includes the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany have been trying to reach a final agreement by July the 1st. The so-called P5+1 group wants Iran to scale back its nuclear activity. Iran has insisted its nuclear program is peaceful. Fireworks lit up the sky over Sana'a on Friday night after Yemen's Shiite rebels announced that they had taken control of the country and dissolved parliament. Yahya al-Houthi, brother of rebel leader Abdel Malek al-Houthi, said the declaration begins a new era, historic stage, politically and economically in the history of the Yemeni people. The takeover statement placed the Houthi rebel security and intelligence arm, known as the Revolutionary Committee, as the ruling body of Yemen. Some opponents of the Houthi rebel group told Al Arabiya Television that the latest move by the Iran-supported Houthis was a political coup. Houthis stormed Yemen's capital in September after routing several Yemeni army brigades. Also making news, well, sports news. Look at this. Two of the biggest names in pro golf, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, will not be playing the rest of the PGA tournament at Torrey Pines in the U.S. state of California. Mickelson didn't make the cut. Woods left the game after 11 holes on Thursday due to back spasms. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.